بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In today's short reminder, we wanted to talk to you about an issue that many of us fall into on a regular basis, and this is wasting time. This is something that we see the majority of people fall into doing. They sit around and they act as though they're going to live forever. They act as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now going to call their souls back and call them to account for what it is that they've done while they were here on the earth. And we all as Muslims know this isn't true. I'm not saying that anyone or any group of individuals believe that we're Muslims and we're going to live forever. But you know that old phrase, actions speak louder than words. Do you find that the majority of us, or actually what we need to reflect upon is ourselves? When we think about today, and group it together with yesterday, the day before, even the whole of last week, do you feel as though you've been working towards a goal? Or working towards getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or working towards building your future after death? Do you feel as though that you've been exerting efforts so that you can gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure so that He rewards you greatly in the hereafter? Or do you feel as though you've been wasting a lot of time? Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in Surah Al-Ali Imran, He says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تَوَفَّوْنَ أَجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us here in this ayah, that everyone shall taste death. And only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. Or only on the day of resurrection will you get your due just. Will you get your reward for that which you used to do? So we see our time is coming. Each and every one of us, we have an appointed time. No one will escape this time. So the time in which you have to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and the time in which you have to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, so that on that day when you're judged, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may pardon you for your sins, is very short. We don't know, it may be a minute, it may be a month, it may be a year, it may be 10 years, it may be longer than that. But the fact that it's limited makes it short. Makes you realize that you need to work as hard as you can before that comes to gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and forgiveness. We need to work towards worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that He wants to be worshipped. And we can only do this by gaining knowledge of Allah's religion. Because it's through knowledge we're able to correctly worship Him. Now, as we said, we're not trying to get off topic here. We don't want to start talking about the different types of worship and things along these sorts and, you know, different types of worship we can do to gain Allah's pleasure. We want to talk about the sickness of wasting time. Because it's so easy to do. You look, you sit on the internet, for example. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. Have you ever noticed sometimes you sit there and you say, okay, I'm just going to check my email. And before you know it, 3 hours have passed, 2 hours have passed. Think of all of the ibadah or all of the worship that you could have been doing. Think of all of the pleasure that you could have been gaining. Think of all of the reward that you could have been gaining by just simply reading the Quran. By simply learning something new about the religion. In 3 hours, you could have done that 5 or 6 times. Meaning you could have learned 5 or 6 different things. But instead, we've been sitting on the internet, talking to people that we may or may not have the right to talk to, about things that we may or may not have the right to talk about. 9 times out of 10, seeing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be displeased with. And then we get up and we say, okay, well listen, now I'm tired. Of course you're tired. You've been wasting all the time and the energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with in order to worship Him, in order to gain His pleasure. You've been wasting it on the internet with things that you have no business really involving yourself with to begin with. We can't not only waste our own time, but we shouldn't be of those people. If we're going to waste time, we definitely don't want to be of those people who waste other people's time. When we talk to individuals, we talk to them about those things that are going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk to them about those things that are going to gain them a closeness to Allah ta'ala. We don't talk to them about those things that are going to cause them to get further away from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Because we need to understand that free time is not something that we all have. Even that free time that you feel as though you have, you should be using this to worship Allah ta'ala. Look at the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a statement you've all heard of. I'm sure of it. Where Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun min al-nas, as-sihha wal-faragh." And this is a hadith that is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there are two of Allah's favors or blessings that are forgotten or neglected by many people. And this is health as well as free time. Our free time that we have, we shouldn't be using it as though it was just for us to do whatever it. This is time in which we need to be trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our free time is not something we should be wasting on things that are going to either cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be displeased with us, nor should we be wasting it on things that are not going to gain Allah's pleasure. These are two different things. One's gaining Allah's anger, and one's doing those things that, yes, it's permissible for you to do, but it's not gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure or gaining His reward. We are Muslims. We understand that our time here on this earth is limited. We need to work to gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. We need to stop wasting our time or wasting our free time and using it for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. Just as we know that Allah ta'ala explained that He did not create mankind or the jinn except for what? Except for to worship Him alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the muwahideen, or those who worship Him alone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who do not waste our free time, but rather we use it in a way that is going to be pleasing to Him. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.